We're here on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, and what we did last week was we covered the Mishnah, and we'll probably have to review the Mishnah just to refresh our memories as we go along. But I think we could start the Gemara, which is approximately, if you see the beginning of the wide lines, it's about 6 or 7 lines down to the wide lines, and the Gemara is going to deal with the case of someone who forgot to participate in the Eruv. He's not allowed to carry from his house into the Chatzer, but he's allowed to carry from any of the other Batim that share the same Chatzer into the Chatzer, in event that there was an Eruv, a valid Eruv. So now, actually, just to start our slow piece-by-piece review of the Mishnah says, Anshei Chotzer, Sheshochach Echemim V'lo Irev, and then he was Mevatel as Rishus in the Chotzer for the benefit of the other Bnei HaChotzer, is Beso Osur Milahachnis Ulahotzi, Lo V'lohem. No one's allowed to carry from his house out into the Chotzer, meaning from his house, the person who forgot to participate in the Eruv. But V'shalahem Mutarim Lo V'lohem, that as far as taking from the homes of the other, let's say, 4 people that share that chotzer into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into any of those 4 homes, then everybody's allowed, even he himself, who is Mevatas Rishus, is allowed. So the Gemara is Medayik. Now, Beso hu di Asur, Hachatzero Sharia. If we look carefully at the Lashon HaMishnah, it says that Beso Asur Milahachnis Ulahotzi. Let's just underline the word Beso. Now, why does the Mishnah add the word Beso? And the Gemara says, in order to be Medayik, that Chatzero Sharia, so you're allowed to use the Chatzer. It's not Asur for the Bnei HaChatzer to use the Chatzer. Because again, what would have Asur the Bnei HaChatzer to use the Chatzer would have been his Shechacha, the fact that he forgot and he did not participate in the Eruv, but nevertheless, since he was Mevatel's Rishus, therefore the Chatzer is Mutter, and they're allowed to carry from the Batim into the Chatzer. So Gemara says, Echidom, I de Batel Beso Amai Osa. L'chora, one could argue that if this Reuven was Mevatel's Rishus, and he gave it over to the other Bnei HaChotzer, and then included in that Bittel was his bias as well. So why does the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to carry from his house out into the Chotzer, or vice versa? He was Mevatel's Rishus. His bias is no longer his Rishus. It belongs to the other Bnei HaChotzer that were Ma'arev, they made an Eruv, and it's all one Rishus. So why do you tell me that he can't carry, or nobody could carry, from his bias into the Chatzer? He was Mevatel's Rishus, which the Gemara thinks now includes his bias as well. Idelo Batil, if he was Mevatel's Rishus, then Chatzer Amai Sharia, then no one's allowed to carry from their homes into this Chatzer, because we don't have a valid Eruv if he was Mevatel's Rishus and he was Shachah. And Ilu bebateim ain't lo rishus. He has no rishus in the batim, and also lahotzi rishus shaladim echad rishus shaladim acher im lo erev umerev Shabbos. Hachamai askin. The Gemara answers, our Mishnah is talking about a case kigon she bitel rishus chatzero velo bitel rishus beso. Although he was mevatel his rights to use the chatzer, he was not mevatel his bias. Kasavir Rabbanon, the Chacham hold shamavatel rishus chatzero, but rishus beiso lo bito. If a person was mevatel rishus chatzero, we don't say, well, you remember the principle called, ein bias ein chatzer, that a bias means a bias with a chatzer. No, the Rabbanon will take what he declares very literally and very seriously. He was mevatel his rishus, quote unquote, and he never was mevatel his bias. And Dairi in Shibabais Blochotz, and there is a feasibility according to Allah that you could have a case of a person who lives in a bias, and unfortunately he's without a chotzer, he doesn't have a chotzer. And therefore if he was Mevatil's Rishus in the chotzer, and that's what he said explicitly, then we're not gonna say that, well, he was also Mevatil's bias because Ein Bais below chotzer. We're gonna apply the principle of Dairi Inshi Bebesa below chotzer. And therefore, when he was Mevatel, his Rishus, he was Mevatel's Rishus to the Chatzer, he was not Mevatel's Rishus to his bias. He never mentioned that he was Mevatel's bias. He's allowed to live in his bias even without a Chatzer, and it's possible to do so. Now, the Gemara adds the phrase here, Kosavri Rabbanon, and that's to exclude the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you're Mevatel, you're Rishus in the Chatzer, then you're also Rishus, Mevatel, Rishus in the Bais. And Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer back on Daf Samach Chesamid Beis. And he's going to interpret our Mishnah as being reconcilable even with Rabbi Eliezer. In a case where he said explicitly he's being Mevatel's Rishus in the Chatzer, but not in the Rishus of his Bais, because Rabbi Eliezer only assumes that if he was Mevatel his Chatzer, he was Mevatel's Rishus in his Bais as well. But if he says explicitly, I hereby Mevatel my Rishus and my Chatzer, but only my Rishus and the Chatzer, not in my Bais, then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that the Bittul is not Chal on his Bais. And that's why the Mishnah says, Beiso Osur Milahachnis Ulahotzi. Now, what would be in a case where he explicitly said, I am hereby being Mevatel my bias, then the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that the other Bnei HaChotzer would be allowed to carry from his house out into the Chotzer, and from the Chotzer into his bias, because he was Mevatel's Rishus to them. He himself could not be Motzi, because if he would be Motzi, that would be a chazara, that would be a bittul of his bittul. Now, he quotes here in a footnote, a Rashba. The Rashba is medayik from Rashi, that yochol lachzer bo rak gam kodim shech ziku b'chotzer, shar b'nei achotzer. This is going to be a gigantic machlokas rishonim. At what point can Chazara from a bittul be effective? Because the Ravid Shita, all right, let's start with the Rashba Shita. The Rashba Shita is that he can be chozer bo from his bittul rishus, but only before the members of the chotzer made a chazaka in the chotzer. However, the Ravid Shita is that even after the members of the Chatzer made a chazaka in the Chatzer, nevertheless, he, the one who was Mevatel, could be Mevatel his bittel. He could be Chozerbo. And the reason for that is because since he was Mevatel his Rishus and not his Bayis, as the Mishnah says, also, based also Lahachnas Ulahotzi, so if he wasn't Mevatel his bias, then he still retains some sort of a rights to be, again, of course, the Chotzer to some extent is an extension of the bias. And although he was Mevatel his Rishus in the Chotzer, since he maintains his full-fledged Rishus and bias on the bias, therefore he still has that element of, you know, it's like Kenyan Peros of Chatzer in his bias. And that is still his. You can't take that away from him because he was only Mevatel's Rishus in the Chatzer, but not in his bias. So that Rishus in the Chatzer that emanates from the bias, and he still owns full-fledged rights in the bias, says the Ravid, he could be Chozerbo, and he could reclaim, let's put it that way, reclaim his rights into the Chatzer at any moment. And the fact that the Bnei HaChotzer made a chazaka in the Chotzer is irrelevant because That's only as far as the shutvis in the chater. They can claim that we have expanded and realized, right? Realized meaning of maximized our reshus in the chater, but it doesn't matter because there is an element of reshus in the chater that is an extension or a reflection of what he has in his bias. And since he was never mavatel reshus of the bias, then he can be mavatel his bittel in the reshus of the chater. Now the Gemara tells us that shalahem mutalo vilahem, which means that once he was mevatel's reshus, we'll call him Reuven, and there's an erev now of the other four members of the chatzer that encompasses even the reshus of Reuven. Therefore, everyone's allowed to carry one second. Shelahen mutalo vilahen. Good. That as far as the four other batim are concerned that share and partner in this chatzer, everyone, including Reuven, is allowed to carry from the batim into the chatzer. I'm a little bit confused about one point over here. What about someone who's not, doesn't even live in the chatzer? Okay, I'll have to come back to that later on. You want to make a mental note of that. I'm just trying to figure out if a fremder, as we say in Yiddish, you know, somebody who doesn't belong to this chatzer at all, would he be allowed to carry out into the chatzer? I'm tempted to think that he's not allowed to, but I'm not sure why. But anyway, the Reuven himself, who is mevatel his reshus, he could carry out from Shimon's house, Levi's house, etc. And the Gemara asks, my taima, why is it that even Reuven, who was not part of the Eruv, he's allowed to carry out into the Chatzah from the other Batim if he wasn't part of the Eruv? And furthermore, if he's going to carry from their house out to the Chatzah, he seems to be indicating that he wants to make a Chazakah in the Chatzah. So he's being Mevatel his Bittel, and he's coming back to be Machzik Vershuso. So the Gemara answers that this Hotzah doesn't prove that he wants to be Chozer from his original Bittel Rishus. This Reuven is like an Oreach. Oh, maybe this will touch on my question from before. Let's just see what the Gemara means by Oreach. He says here, Sheyachid Zeh, again that's Reuven, Nechshav koreach shel shar b'nei achotzer, right? He doesn't have any rights, so to speak, in the chotzer. He gave those all up. And now he becomes like a guest. He's being invited into the chotzer. So what's the significance of hare hu ke'oreach? He says, first, let's go with Rashi, and then we'll look at Tosfos. Rashi says, "Masha motzi mi bateim lechotzer shebitul reshuso ba lesharbenei chotzer sheirvu eno chazora meabitul." He's like an oreach. In other words, he's not. Rashi's learning here that he's not intending to exercise his bialus and use the chatzah as if he were a bialut, and you know, make a, so to speak, a tacit claim, well, I never gave up my rights to this chatzah, or I no longer want to give up any of my rights to the chatzah. No. That's not what happens. He's an oreach. He's coming in not as a balabas to claim ownership and demonstrate that he doesn't want to give up his rights here in the chatzah, but rather he's a guest of the other b'nei chatzah. So it's not a chazor from his bittel. But we have to add one other point. If he carries from his own house, remember we said that although he's allowed to carry from Shimon's house or Levi's house into the chutz, he's not allowed to carry from his own house into the chutz, because that would be a chazor from his bittel. So we can only say he's an oreach if he didn't have original ownership, if he did not originally have ownership in the chatzah, as far as his original ownership in the chatzah, which would be personified by his carrying from his house into the chatzah, that he was mevatel as rishus. And if he goes ahead and he carries taka from his house into the chatzah, that is an automatic bittul of his bittul. But we're talking about a case not where he's carrying from his house into the chatzah, but rather he's carrying from one of the other houses into the chatzah. And here we could say he's not exercising his bailus and demonstrating that he wants to rescind his original bittul, but rather he's an oreach. He's using their batim as an oreach. Okay. Now we have Tosfos, Dibur Masel Shalahem, and he's quoting Rabbeinu Chanan. And the reason that he's allowed to carry from their homes into the chatzer is because he's an oreach, and oreach eino oser li olam. Okay, so what does that mean? Oreach eino oser li olam. In other words, I'm a guest. I don't have any legal rights to this chatzer. I can't generate an iser on anyone being metaltel in the chatzer. Now, if he's an oreach, just 1 second, then eino oser, haino mishum shebebitulo nasa oreach, once he was mevatel his rishus in the chatzah, he becomes an oreach, the ein lo chelek b'chatzah kla. Alright, I like that, that makes sense. He has forfeited his partnership, his ownership in the chatzah. His ein lo chelek b'chatzah kla. Okay. Now, we're going to add something here that achsenoi, eino yochel lesor, like we said before, that oreach eino oser li olam. Mishum she'ein lo klal rishus b'chotzer. So there are two people that don't have rishus in the chotzer. One is the Reuven, who was mevatel his rishus in the chotzer, in favor of the other b'nei chotzer. And number two, we're talking about a case of an achsanoi, who was an invited guest, hosted by one of the b'nei chotzer in this chotzer, but he has no rights to the chotzer whatsoever. And we're making now an equation between these two categories, that just like in the case of Reuven, who was mevatel his rishus, he thereby gave up any ownership rights that he has in this chotzer, ein lo chelek b'chotzer klal, he now has the same status as an achsenoi, who has no rishus in the chotzer klal. And all this is based on Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan, in turn, is based on Yerushalmi. Tosfos dochu es divrei Rabbeinu Chanan, because we shein ledamos es haYerushalmi l'sugyaseinu, mishum shemavur b'Yerushalmi, shedin zehu dafka b'oreach, she'eino kovea atzmo lodur shom. The Khan Sheyeshla Mavata Rishus Bebeso Nekshiv Korea Hakovua Shekoveas Atmo Bechotze the Efsha Shaoser. In other words, Tosfos rejects this analogy between the case of an Oreach and the case of the Balabais, who was Mavata Liz Rishus in the Chotze. In the case of an Oreach, he's not kovea atzmo lodrushon. You can't say that he has some sort of a dira right because he's just flying through. He's passing by. He's homeward bound, but he's not in the chotzer. He's not koveh himself in the chotzer. But in the case of Reuven, who was mevatel his rishus, call him an oreach, but he's an oreach kavua. He's here long term. He's not here for today and gone tomorrow. He's not just a Shabbos guest. So the analogy is not fair. Fine. I'm just going to read this quickly. He says, "Time shall be less than Shemavatel Rishus Chatzera Bital Afus Rishus Beso." Okay, that we know. Okay, so the Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that mevatel rishus chatzero bitalas rishus beso. No, it's Rabbi Eliezer holds that the scope of the bitl, even when he only says I'm being mevatel my rishus in the chatzer, includes his bias as well. And the nafkamina is that the other bnei chatzer would be allowed to carry from Reuven's bias, who is mevatel his rishus in the chatzer, out into the chutz. So why then is Reuven enjoined from carrying from his house out into the chutz? It says Rabbi Eliezer, because if he would do so, he would be mevatel his bittel. Now, Nosnu, the Mishnah continues, Nosnu lo reshuson hu mutter vehen asur. So once again, we'll go back to the Mishnah for a moment, because the Gemara is taking apart this Mishnah piecemeal. Nasnu lo reshuson. So now it's the opposite. Instead of Reuven being mevatel's reshus to the other bnei achot, so the bnei achot were mevatel their reshus to this Reuven who forgot to join the Eruv. And therefore, beso v'chol achot reshuson. In other words, not only does he have reshus to his bias, but he has reshus to the entire chatzah, because all the bnei chatzah were mevatel their rights to him. And as a result, the Mishnah paskins in that scenario, hu mutar vehein asurin. He's allowed to be motzi from his house into the chatzah, because they were mevatel their reshus, but hein asurin. They cannot carry from his house to the chotzer. He says, "Af shel ashar Yisrael mutar, but li elu shebitlu li yochid ein lahatir." Wow. Okay, so this is the Gemara that we want to study now. Apparently, I was wrong when I intuitively thought that maybe others from the outside cannot use this chatzah on Shabbos. That's not true. They have the din of an oreach. And paradoxically, the oreach supersedes, or shall I say, has a leniency to use the chatzah the scope of which expands even beyond that of the bnei achatzah. Again, you know, as far as the other bnei achatzah other than Reuven, so that we said they were mevatel their reshus, right? So that's called hein asurin. But let's focus on Reuven, right? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, they were all mevatel their reshus to Reuven. So we're going to say about Reuven that he's allowed to carry out into the chotzer. Right? Who mutter? Hu mutter means mi beso lachotzer. Okay, v'hein asurim. Okay, that's the other bnei achotzer. They can't carry from his house. Now we get to shar bnei Yisrael, which are orchim. So they now become the Orchim of Reuven, who was not participant in the Eruv, and for his sake, the other Bnei Achatz were Mevatel, they were Shus to him. So it's really interesting because the other Bnei Achatzer are in a worse situation, a more chomer dika situation than an Oreach. And that's a result of Bittel. That once they were... the answer is because this Oreach is now going to be an Oreach of Reuven. Yeah, the only question you might ask me is why can't Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, why can't they also be Orchim of Reuven? And the answer is because that would be Mevatel Le Bittel. So let's see the Gemara. Why is it if they were all Mevatel the Rishus to this Reuven, they're not allowed to carry from their Batim into any of their Batim into the Chatzer? But mi beso shel zeh shehachotzer mishuso. So they, the other bnei achotzer, who mevatel their reshus to Reuven, they can't carry from Reuven's bias out into the chotzer. In a heavy inu l'gabayu ki orchim. Why should they be any worse than orchim? We said that orchim would be allowed to carry from Reuven's house out into the chotzer. Sheyu called Dayori HaChotzer ke'orchim. Why not consider all the other members of this Chotzer as guests of Reuven, as we called him? And therefore they would be allowed to carry from Reuven's house out into the Chotzer. Which we know is awesome. Because it says, Hein Asurit. Is Kshem Shah Yochid Shanosan as Rushus Shabane Chotzer Hutalo Lahotzi Beso Lechotzim Shushu Nechshev Koreach. Just like if Reuven gave the okay, the green light to anyone, whoever it is, somebody outside this Chotzer, is then that person could use the Chotzer and take something from Reuven's house out into the Chotzer or vice versa. So why should the Bnei HaChotzer be considered worse, or why should they get the short end of the stick here, and they can't carry even from Reuven's house into the Chotzer? And the Gemara answers, Chad l'gabi chamisha havi oreach, chamisha l'gabi chad lo havi oreach. Okay. We have to figure this out. Let me just adjust, if you don't mind, my stender over here. And that's gonna allow me to stand and read the. Only problem is with the lamp here. I'm trying to rearrange this in such a way. Okay, see if this doesn't fall on my head here. That'll be a miracle. Oh, so what are we saying now? Chad legabe chamisha. Right, we're comparing now one person and his relationship to five people. Right? And these five people were the five people in the Chotzer that were Ma'ariv. And they set up a Hishtatfus together. Is that would make sense to consider them as an Oreach? Right? So let's say Reuven in the first case was Mevatel his Rishus to the other five members of the Chotzer. So he, Reuven, could be considered as an Oreach. As we said before, Shalahem Mutal Lo Vilahem, lo, meaning that even Reuven himself is allowed to carry into this chatz. And we said before, because he's considered an oreach. So that makes sense, that one person could be invited by five people to be an oreach. But now the reverse. Now the five people who mevatel their reshus to him is chamish l'gabi chad lo havi orchim. They're not considered orchim. So I just want to make one comment off the top, and that is that the Gemara is not saying what I thought was the obvious answer to this, is that if they were to use the chatzah, then they would be considered Chozer Bob from Bitula, that would be a Bitula on that Bitula. The Gemara is now putting that on the back burners, because we just finished saying that if he was Mevatel his Rishus to them, then he's allowed to use the Chatz because we consider him as an Oreach. We're not going to define him as being Mevatel his Bitula. So if he's an Oreach with regard to the other batim, then why not say it in the reverse? Let them be an orech with regard to his bias, in the case where they were mevatel their rishus to him. And the answer is because it's chamisha l'gabi chad. Five people are a guest of one person. I don't know if that's so impossible. I mean, you could have five people who are a guest. He says the following: Hishtam shusam bechatzer, he can etila bechazor. Oh, interesting. We are actually saying the svara that I wanted to say, but somehow pushing it into the language of the Gemara. I thought when I read the language of the Gemara, it's going on a different approach. But he's saying no, that when they use the chatzer, then they're taking back the reshus that they were mevatel. Just like we said that when he was mevatel reshus, he's not taking it back when he used it, he's just being invited as a guest. Why not say the same thing in the reverse, that they become the guest of him? So they're not claiming, oh, I want back my reshus. They're not carrying and using the chotzer as a bailim, but rather as an oreach, as orchim. Meaning, if when the mevatel uses the chotzer, he's not being mevatel as bittel, but rather he is an oreach. But the other way around, if they are mevatel, they're reshus to him, we don't see them as orchim, but rather as if they are praving bailus. They are taking back their original bittul. So why? You just think five people. Let's see. He quotes here a Ritva and a Rashba. The Ritva says, "She'enom nasim or orchim etzlo." Okay, that we understood. Mitchila lo nasei sachotzer reshuso, elahem adayin kishutofim ba. Umemela osel lahotzi, kemech adina kichotzer ashutfim shlo irv. Very interesting. He points out here that if there were actually five guests who came in who never had any shaykhs to the chotzer, then they would be allowed to carry from that guy's bias into the chotzer. But in this case, where they were the ones who were bailim over the chotzer, then they were mevatel the reshus, now we're going to see it as if they've been mevatel their bittul. Of Because of a Rajba, Shedafka Yochid Naso Reach Eitzel Rab. I don't know, it sounds very mechanical here. What do you mean, a Yochid is an Oreach Eitzel Rab, and you can't have Rabim? I don't know, what does that mean? Then he goes on and he says, what about a Yochid Eitzel Yochid? Meaning, what if there's only one other member of the Chatzer? So that Reuven was, let's say it the other way around. Shimon was Mavatel his Rishus to Reuven, and now Reuven's using the Chatzer. We're not going to say that, I'm sorry, Shimon was Mavatel his Rishus to Reuven, and now Shimon is using the Chatzer. We're not going to say that Shimon is an Oreach, because Yochid Eitzel Oreach Eino Nase. I mean, which, again, if you take it literally, it's absolutely absurd. What do you mean, Yochid Eitzel, Yochid Eino Eino Oreach? V'lo Rabim Eitzel Rabim. Is there for Yochid Shebitu Rishuso Li Yochid, O Rabim Shebitu Le Rabim, Asurim Lahotzi Lechotze? So the Rash Peshitta is that Yochid Eino Nase Yochid, Eino Nase Oreach Eitzel Yochid. Now obviously this is much more conceptual than literal. I mean, well, why, if the two people that share a Chatzer, one is Mevatel Rishus to the other, so why can't the one who is Mevatel be an Oreach of the one to whom he was Mevatel, or in favor of whom he was Mevatel? No, it's only Oreach, it's only Chad Lagabi Rabin. I mean, here you need Brisker Lomdus here to understand this. Shmami Na, the Gemara says, let's derive from this Mevatlim Mechozrim Mevatlim. That a person who is Mevatel's Rishus, vis-a-vis his friend, he now could be Chozer Bo and be Mevatel's Bittel. And that din, that Nosnu Heim Rishus Ol Yochid, where Reuven failed to participate in the Erev, and now the other Dayorim are being Mevatel their Rishus to Reuven, this is also a reflection of the din that when he gives them Rishus, and it, as we said before, he's Mevatel his Rishus, and now we had a Shita of Shmuel, and Rav apparently agreed with Shmuel, that Ein Mevatlin Chozer Mevatlin. All right, that was last week on Daf Samach Chesamid Beis. And now the Gemara is trying to be medayik from our Mishnah that mevatlim vechozrim u'mevatlim. So the Gemara now rejects this proof. Hachi komar. This is what the Mishnah means. Nosnu lo reshuson meikara. One second, it seems here. One second, if I'm trying to just work out the mathematics here, if they were Mevatel to him, oh, I see. So let's go slowly. Mevatlin v'chozer mevatlin means that if Reuven was Mevatel his Rishus to Shimon, then Shimon could go and be Mevatel the Rishus back to Reuven. You know, I think we called it once ping pong. Do you remember? You're Mevatel to me, and now I'm being Mevatel back to you, giving you back what you originally owned. Now, why does Gemara think that we could derive that from our Mishnah? Because if, let's say, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, etc., they decide to be mevatel their reshus to Reuven. Reuven's the one who wasn't part of the Eruv. Then they... Just one second now. Now we're going to say that Reuven could be mevatel his reshus. The reshus that he got from the others. How do we see that in our Mishnah? It doesn't tell you exactly how you derive this from our Mishnah. Let me just give me a minute break over here. I just want to see. The question is where I put this. Oh, I know where I put it. Just one second. Let me just see if he adds anything here. Maybe we'll see this. The person who failed to join the Eruv relinquished his rights to the other residents to allow them to carry. Then they relinquished their rights along with those rights that they received from him back to him. Oh, I'm beginning to understand what this means. Din Rishon, Hemshech Din Rishon. So it's not that from the get-go, at stage one, they got together at Shimon Levi, etc., and they were Mevatel Rishus to Reuven, but rather, we're going back to the first case, where Reuven was Mevatel Rishus to the rest of the Bnei HaChotzer, and now the Bnei HaChotzer are giving back to Reuven what was originally his. So they're being Mevatel the Bittel of Reuven, by giving Reuven back his reshus in the chotzer. So that would prove that mevatlin v'chos mevatlin. So Gemara rejects that. Hachi kamar. Im nasnu lo reshusan me'ikara. In other words, it wasn't that it was a two-stage process where we started with Reuven being mevatel's reshus to the other members of the chotzer. And then subsequently, they want to give back Reuven's reshus to Reuven. No. But from the get-go, what started here was a one-stage process. They gave their reshus to Reuven. Meikar. That's what happened from the beginning. It wasn't that he gave his reshus to them. Is who mutav heim asurim. He's allowed to carry from his house out into the chotzer, or vice versa. But hey, masurim, they cannot carry from their homes, respective homes, out into the chotzer, or the other way around, because the chotzer is no longer in their reshuts. Now, can they carry from Reuven's house into the chotzer? That's also prohibited. It says hey, masurim, because that's not their reshuts. Now, you might say, well, let them be orchim. And we said that Ravim Eitzel Yochid are not considered Orchid. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Hayushnayim Osrim Zelzef. You have two Jewish families that share a common chotzer, then they need an Eruv. So the Gemara asks Pshita. We know that Shnayim Osim Zel Zeh. And even though there are no other additional families here, the afshalo hayu sham imayim anoshim nosafim sheirvu bitlu lahem reshusam heimayu osrim zelzeh. In other words, why did you have to give this case where there were other people that were part of the Eruv and those people were mevatel their reshus and so forth? You didn't add anything. It's simply the basic principle that osrim zelze. Lo tricha de hadar chad minayu ubatale lechavre. Shechazar echad mishnei hanashim shelo irvu ubitlu es reshuso. Ubitel es reshuso. So there were two people who were not participants in the Eruv. One of them now is being mevatel his reshus. Ubechlala es reshus hama'arvim shekvar nitno lo. So what happened? There were two people that failed to participate in the Eruv. Now, one of them was mevatel his reshus, he was not mevatel his reshus to the other, we'll call him Shimon, who was not participant in the Eruv. He was only mevatel his reshus to Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar. Ubitel es reshus ha-bechlala es reshus hama'arvim shekvar nitno lo. But l'chavero shelo irev. So let's just see the ma'o de tema. Ma'o de tema lishterei. It should be permissible for that, I think he means Shimon, to be zocha now in the chater. Why? Sharehu kibnei achater shekulim bitlu es reshusam li echad mehem. Shemutalo lahotzi mi beso lachater. So if you have a case where all the Bnei HaChatzer were mevatel their reshus to so-and-so, then we already established that that so-and-so is allowed to carry from his house out into the Chatzer. And here in this case, we're going to raise a possibility, a Havamina, that Shimon could now carry from his house out to the chotzer. Meaning that his status is equal to that of Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar, who were mevatel their reshus to Reuven. And why is this so? I'm trying to see the basis of this ma'o de tema. Again, Reuven was mevatel his reshus to all those who were part of the Eruv, but not to Shimon, who was not part of the Eruv. So what was the Havamin to say that now Shimon would be allowed to carry from his house out to his to this chotzer? He says, one of the two who failed to join the Eruv, the other residents relinquished their rights to these two. Is they restrict each other? Pshita lo tzricha de hadar chad binai ubatalei lechavrei. One of these two who received the relinquished rights proceeded to relinquish his rights to his partner. is you might have said that the chatzah should be permitted just trying to get again it's so again you have let's say you have six people who share a chatzah, and we'll say Reuven and Shimon did not participate in the Eruv, the other four did, the other four were mevatel their reshus. Second, the other four were mevatel reshus to both Reuven and Shimon, if I understand correctly. Now, even right, mevatel reshus to Reuven and Shimon. Now, one of these two, I'm going to call him Shimon, right? He was on the receiving end of the Bittul Rishus of the other four, we'll call them. Now he's being Mevatel, his Rishus, to Reuven. So what's the problem? Maudetema Lishteri. Certainly, Reuven should be allowed to use the chatzer, because now, in effect, all the other five partners in the chatzer have relinquished their rights. They were mevatel. It's kamash melon kevan de beidna de batel lo havile sharyusa b'hai chatzer. At the moment that the other four dayorim were mevatel their reshus, then this fellow who is mevatel now, he didn't have a heter to use the chotzer. And why is that? Lo havi lei sharyusa b'hai chotzer. At the time that they were mevatel their reshus, he didn't have permission to use the chotzer. The reason why he didn't have reshus to use the chotzer is because he wasn't part of the Eruv. They're being mevatel reshus to him. Now again, they're being mevatel reshus to both Reuven and Shimon. Am I correct? I hope I'm right about that.
Right, but when they do that, Reuven and Shimon still can't use the chatzer, so that Bittul really didn't do anything.
And why is that? Because since Reuven and Shimon both are outside of the Eruv.
Right, so they still lost for each other.
In other words, basically, if I understand it correctly, the Bittul Rishus of the four in favor of the two is not operative. It's not.
Right, it really didn't accomplish anything.
Doesn't accomplish anything. What it does, so why.
To each other.
So I'm just wondering why. No, I'm going to disagree. I don't know if I'm disagreeing with you, but I would say the following. It accomplished a great deal because now these four partners are allowed to carry in the chatzer. That's why I understand. But it would not be enough to be matir Reuven and Shimon. Or maybe you're right. Maybe that would torpedo the entire process of Bittul. So Be'inna de Batil, Lo Havile Sharyusa Bahai Chotzer. Right, so let's say we'll call it, who do we want to call it? Let's say Shimon was not allowed to use the chutz because Reuven was outside of the Eruv, and the Bittul somehow is not going to be matir for both of them. Now Shimon goes ahead and he's mevatel's reshus to Reuven. So we would say, in the Havamina, Maudetema. In the Havi, we would say that now the Shimon is being Mavatus just to Reuven. Reuven is allowed to carry in this Chotzer. Kamashma, no, Reuven cannot carry in the Chotzer. Because Keva de Be'idna de Batel Lo Avile Shirusabai Chotzer. Since the original Bittul could not be matir these two, so therefore this individual doesn't really have any rights in the chotzer, because he's not allowed to use the chotzer. And once he's not allowed to use the chotzer, then we say he cannot give up his rights in the chotzer for the other person. Let's see, he has a footnote here, maybe this will clarify it. The original Bittul never took effect. Neither intended receipt of the rights control them, neither of those who originally were Mevatel intended recipient, the intended recipient of the rights control them to the extent of being able to relinquish them to the remaining recipient. Whoa, this is Chinese. He may, however, relinquish his own rights to another resident, even though it will not result in an immediate authorization to carry. Hence, when only a single individual failed to join the Eruv, it's not necessary for all the residents of a chotzer to simultaneously relinquish their rights to a recipient, because each one is relinquishing his own rights and not rights he received elsewhere. Okay, I have to admit that this is not... This is not crystal clear. So Bli Neder, we'll try to clarify this tomorrow.